It is 6:40 at KLIF on a Tuesday morning that is really cold outside. Really, 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 really cold. I keep talking about these wind chills, but that's the thing. And I was just looking at the translation, and the 20 degrees in Denton right now, and they say the wind chill, it makes it feel like 5. And yet, this is the kind of thing that the rest of the country just been putting up with for weeks, and they expect to put up with for weeks longer. So, you know, it's just winter, and we'll get through it. Robin Geske is joining me here in the studio. I'm very happy to have you here because, of course, Amy's not here. And when I sit here in this little room and talk to myself, I get a little bit crazy.
Right.
So, but this is interesting to me. You're here to talk about emojis.
Yes.
Why? And explain for anybody who doesn't know what an emoji is.
Emojis are the little smiley faces and things that you can add to text messages. You know, American flags for 4th of July, just little things like that.
Now, we used to call those emoticons. Why did that change?
Because
we have stuff other than faces.
Correct. Right? Yeah, other than just emotions are displayed now. They're actually objects. Well, there's a company called Brandwatch, and they actually analyzed 2 years worth of emoji use on Twitter. They took every single tweet across the board for 2 years and looked at all of the emojis that were used. And they did this for a couple of different reasons. They wanted to know demographics, you know, who uses what emoji and why. But again, the company name is Brandwatch, so there has to be a reason why they're doing it,
sure.
Right? Yeah. So the reason why they did it is also because they wanted to look at what brands got the most positive emoji mention.
Mm-hmm.
Let me backtrack just a little bit. They broke down the emoji use by gender, location, time of day, anything that was going on in the world at the time, because they wanted to see if there were any patterns.
Mm-hmm.
They said more women than men use emojis, which of course
surprise.
Yeah. The most popular emoji is the laughing with tears, you know, the LOL, the common one.
That would be the ROTFLMAO, wouldn't
it?
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
The LOL doesn't have the tears.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're
okay.
Right. I was wrong. They said on average that people that use emojis use positive. It's about 75% positive emojis, about 25%. And they said that there are several events that kind of triggered, you know, certain emojis, like joyous emojis, you know, fear emojis, things like that, like the election of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
They saw a lot of the fear emojis, you know, and then sad emojis during the Manchester attacks. They saw definite trends that way. And so they said that the use of the joyous emojis has actually declined over time.
Really?
And so they're trying to figure out why that is, because it started out with that was, you know, the number one thing that everybody was always, you know, tweeting about. It was the joyous emoji. But anyway, back to the brand. So they did this thing, and they did this analysis of all of the data, of the 2 years worth of data. And what would you think the brand would be of any brand in the world, of anything, that would get the most positive feedback on Twitter? It's actually unusual. It's Pantene, the hair care product.
No.
Yes, Pantene.
Why?
I was trying
to think of a food product,
right,
or something that is culturally relevant and, you know.
Yeah, but no, 1990s Pantene, yes.
Wow.
93% of positive emoji use for them. And the reason why they think is because Pantene has been linked to a lot of stars and celebrities. They are their spokespeople. So they said maybe that could have something to do with it. Number two to me makes sense, Jameson whiskey. I mean, that would make sense because, you know, you're always in a good mood. You know, and they said St. Patrick's Day, they've had some pretty popular ad campaigns, you know, with Jameson whiskey that have really paid off. The top five, we'll just go down to Subway sandwiches, which actually surprised me. They're number three. That surprised me because of they had the little sex scandal a few years ago with their spokesperson. So,
right.
I was wondering if that would bleed over, but no, number three. Intercontinental Hotels, number four, and Tesla at number five.
No kidding.
Yeah, so these are
positive emojis.
These are all positive. Yes, these are the top 50 brands with their emoji use.
I have a theory as to why the use of positive emojis is dropping off.
Why is that?
I, unlike most men, apparently, I do use them. I find them very, very helpful in trying to make sure that people understand, because you cannot translate the written word into an expression of emotion. You can't tell by the way I say something that I'm yanking your chain, or mm-hmm. I'm being funny, and I'm being pleasant, and I'm trying to show you that I'm not picking on, you know, that kind of thing. So you put in a smiley emoji,
mm-hmm.
and I think that people have just gotten to a point where it seems I think probably just overuse.
Right. It loses its punch. You know, it loses its effect.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and I've gotten to where I use them almost, you know, with everything, almost even work emails. I have to stop myself
right.
from putting one in just because I'm a very sarcastic person. And so I have to put that in, like you said, to display kind of emotion where there isn't one.
I think it's important. I really do.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think it's also unusual to look at the fact that these businesses and these companies can use the data that we think is just a throwaway to kind of, you know, turn them in the right direction as far as, you know, advertising is going or things like that to know how they're really, you know, making an effect on the consumer. They also have used it because they've also used it in ways to see how, you know, customer engagement on social media platforms has helped out because the companies that have engaged more with their customers on Twitter and Facebook mm-hmm. and things like that had more positive emoji use. So they're thinking there may be a correlation there.
Interesting stuff. I think it is.
I do too. Anyway,
thanks for coming in. Here's Robin Geske, our producer.